In a world where magic glitters but tyranny reigns, Arryn Turley's journey reaches its breathtaking conclusion. The Goldfinch completes a saga that has captivated millions worldwide, transforming from dark fantasy into a profound meditation on freedom, identity, and love. What begins as a tale of imprisonment evolves into something far more powerful, a testament to the human spirit's capacity to transform trauma into triumph. Through Arryn's eyes, we witness how the very chains meant to bind us can become the wings that help us soar. Imagine a connection transcending physical boundaries. This is the pair bond between Slade and Arryn. As Slade plummets, his rotting heart failing, Arryn's essence washes over him, their souls fusing eternally. Golden scales replace his decay, his fey features emerge, and he manifests a shadow dragon unseen for centuries. This supernatural connection embodies perfect balance. She is the golden sun of warmth and growth, while I am decay and darkness. No growth without rot, no sun without dark sky, and no me without her. Meanwhile, imprisoned, Arryn discovers her connection to rot magic, black tendrils running through her gold, and weaponizes this against the magical worms consuming her memories. Their soul connection heals Slade's rotting heart and restores Arryn's fractured memories. Upon reuniting, Slade tells her, "You made me whole, fixed how I'd been ripped apart." When Domek tells Queen Melina, "You are good, Melina, and I'm proud of the woman you are," she experiences healing of long-ignored wounds. The redemptive power of familial love emerges when Arryn discovers Wick is her second cousin. She chooses forgiveness. "I think we owe it to our parents and ourselves to be each other's family. We've lost enough," allowing both to heal while building a new future. "I am Arryn Turley," evolves from a whispered reminder to a battle cry as Arryn fights against those determined to erase her identity. Trapped in an obsidian cell with her memories being methodically stolen, she clings to this declaration of selfhood with remarkable determination. Her memory recovery unfolds like a shattered mirror. Ribbons, Emony, Wick, Ludigar, Volman, Lyari, Rot Power, Gold Magic, a light in the dark. My name is Arryn Turley. When her 24 golden ribbons finally return, forcibly taken by King Midas, they symbolize everything stolen from her: autonomy, dignity, and self-determination. This journey culminates in a powerful confrontation with King Carrick. "My name is Arryn Turley, and I am the true Lyari Uvera. I am not gone, and I do not bow." Through this defiance, Arryn reclaims authorship of her own narrative. The novel's most powerful moment comes when Arryn sacrifices herself to save Slade from his father's dagger. Her devastating final words, we won't get our one day, Slade," are met with Slade's heart-rending promise, "I will find you in any life, and we will have endless one days of happiness." War rages across both realms with devastating impact. King Carrick's invasion presents an existential threat to humanity, with Fey forces overwhelming multiple kingdoms. Through Commander Riot, Osric, and Queen Melina, we witness the impossible odds they face. The battle scenes are visceral and consequential. Commander Riot's desperate defense at Fourth Kingdom's border initially succeeds, but at terrible cost. The collapse of Cliffhelm Fortress and deaths of soldiers like Mastin and Finley prove victory requires sacrifice. When Slade encounters the Fey army, he unleashes his rot magic, creating a rift that kills thousands and cuts off their invasion path. The war culminates in Queen Melina's ultimate sacrifice at the Bridge of Lemuria. Recognizing her royal blood was used to repair the bridge, she gives her life to destroy it permanently. With Domek at her side, she severs the connection between realms in a cataclysmic explosion that reshapes both worlds. These battles remind us that freedom demands courage, unity, and often the ultimate sacrifice. Power corrupts, but some resist its allure. King Carrick's rule over Anwen exemplifies power at its most destructive, a system of fear, propaganda, and oppression. His public mockery of the Turleys displays calculated dominance, while his brutal suppression of rebellions shows how authoritarian regimes maintain control through both psychological manipulation and force. In contrast, Arryn and Wick champion a revolutionary vision. When offered a crown, Arryn refuses. "I was trapped and used for decades. My life was never my own. A queen's entire life has to be for her kingdom, but I would like to finally have the chance to live my life for me." Instead, they establish an assemblage where anyone could put themselves forward as a member, with everything put to vote. This inclusive approach heals societal divisions while preventing the power concentration that enabled Carrick's tyranny. As Wick states, "We need to get it right. No more tyranny and the risk of one person with all control. Our future must be built on the voices of many, not the whims of one." After her sacrifice, Orin finds herself transformed into a star in the celestial realm. Rather than accepting death or godhood, she chooses to return to life. "I didn't want to fall or drift down to hover above the waters in divinity. I wanted to go back." This represents her ultimate act of self-determination, choosing messy human love over perfect divinity. Her resurrection manifests as her 24 ribbons fuse into wings of light and power. "I don't want to fall anymore," she realizes. "I have been falling my entire life, so this time I don't." The ribbons that once bound her become instruments of her freedom, transforming trauma into triumph. Orin's rebirth extends beyond herself, healing the deadlands of Anwen and transforming the cursed landscape into rolling hills, dappled meadows, and trees swaying against a lavender sky. This healing mirrors her own, suggesting personal transformation can catalyze broader change. The golden cage that imprisoned Arryn ultimately becomes the wings that free her. Gold represents both confinement and power, a duality resolved when her ribbons transform into wings, turning her imprisonment symbol into liberation's means. This transformation mirrors her psychological journey from victim to hero. Initially defined by trauma and believing herself worthless except as Midas's favorite, she ultimately reclaims her identity, rejects a crown to live on her terms, and rises from death to create new life. Similarly, Slade journeys from the rot to embodying both darkness and light. His acceptance of both aspects, rip and rot, makes him whole. When his dragon returns edged with ribbons of gold, it symbolizes the perfect balance he and Arryn achieve together. True freedom isn't escaping our past, but transforming it. The cage becomes wings, rot becomes renewal, endings become beginnings. As the closing poem suggests, their story transcends individual lives. Dark and light through realms they hold, and to time they whisper, "More."